Hello, welcome to you, Layana, in the radio show L'Autre Monde. Can you introduce yourself, because it's your first album, even if you make a debut EP some years ago?
That's right, yes. I don't know how to start.
You're DJ in London?
Yes, I basically live... I've been living in London for about 7 years, and most of my band is based in London as well, although our bass player, who's also the producer, he actually lives in Germany.
Oh, did you get the idea to make a band because you're a DJ, you listen a lot of music, I suppose. What gives you the idea to make a band and to want to do your own music?
I think making my own music has always been a dream of mine, and it was the first thing that I actually wanted to do, which is why I had, I released a self-produced EP a few years ago, and the DJing happened afterwards, and I did that for a few years, and I also did a lot of guest vocals, mainly for club bands or electronic bands. But that was mainly because I didn't find the right people to work with. So when I did, it was really fantastic to be able to go back to making my own music in a band context.
How do you give a definition of your sound? Because it's something like rock and gothic and a little bit of electronic sound too?
That's right. It's actually really difficult to define what it is, because when I call it rock music with electro, then the rock people go, but it's really electro, it's not rock. And if I call it electro, then people who like electro go, well, it's got guitars in it. So I've given up on defining what it is. I think people just have to hear it and decide for themselves.
How did you meet the other people who are in the band like you, I mean in live with you?
I met Lutz, who is the bass player and also my co-songwriter and producer. I met him in 2004 at the Mariluna Festival in Germany. It's one of the largest Gothic festivals in Germany and possibly also in the world. And we were both performing there. I was performing with the electronic club act Soman, who I do guest vocals for sometimes, and he was performing in his other band called Ombra di Mago, a band with quite an interesting reputation, shall we say.
Yeah, you can say that.
And funnily enough, we got on really well, actually, and you know, both, well, I got on really well with the entire band of Ombra di Mago, and they got on with Soman and myself. And so we stayed in touch, and after a while we just decided to, you know, have a go and see whether we could work together, and it turned out really well, and we decided to do the album together as a producer artist team. And a little while later then, really, we had to start looking for the live band, and Belle, who is the drummer and who's also played for a few years with Killing Miranda, he is an old friend of mine. I've known him for probably 5, 6, possibly more years, because he actually lives around the corner from me in London. And because he's a good friend and a fantastic drummer, it was obvious to ask him first, and he loves the music, so he was on board. And Chris Milden, who is our guitarist, he was on tour with Lutz before, supporting Ombra di Mago with his other band, NFD. And because we both know him, I know him a little bit from London, and Lutz knows him from the tour, we thought, well, we give that a go and see how it works. And it fitted fantastic. The way he plays guitar was just a missing piece in a puzzle. And that's really how it happened.
How did you create your music? Did you play with Lust in something like rehearsals, or do you create in front of your computer?
It really varies between the songs. Some songs I write on my own, on a guitar or my piano, or I start with the vocals. And basically, once I have the idea, I show them to Lutz, and then he fleshes it out with the drum programming and keyboards, bass, etc., etc. But sometimes Lutz will write the music, and then I find the vocal lines for it and the lyrics. So it really depends, you know, it depends who brings in the first idea, and it's the other person and then takes it to the next step, and then it goes back. So it bounces backwards and forwards. And what I'm really looking forward to in the future is to have Belle and Chris also contribute to the songwriting process, because they're fantastic musicians with great ideas and a lot of experience. So I'm really looking forward to doing that soon.
What is the most easy to do, the songs with more electronic sound or the other one, or is it always the same?
It's really difficult, because I don't think the difference in difficulty is because it's got electronics or not. I think it's more sometimes a song just cries out for a certain vocal line, or you're instantly inspired with the lyrics and you just have something off your chest, something you want to get off your chest. But at other times, you know, you just take a little bit longer to get a connection to the song, or you're just not in the right frame of mind. So I don't think, for me personally anyway, there's a difference between the sound of the song. It's more just, you know, how I feel and how I connect to the song.
Where did you record it, the album?
Most of it was recorded in Lutz's studio, the Twilight Sound studio in Germany, but some of the vocal takes I did myself in my studio here in London.
How was it? Was it difficult or hard to play in such a short time to record all the songs?
Well, I think that I think the most difficult thing is sometimes when Lutz and I were working in the studio, we both have very strong ideas of where we want the song to go. So it sometimes gets quite heated and emotional because we both feel so strongly about the music. So sometimes there are big discussions and a lot of shouting going on. But apart from that, it's been an absolute pleasure working together, because we're on the same wavelength creatively. It goes really quickly when we're together in the studio for the ideas to come, because we bounce off each other. So it's been a great experience working together.
How did you get the idea of the name of the album, Shotgun Reality?
Well, I like it for two reasons. One is that it actually is, there's a little shop around the corner from me which has a very similar name, and I always read it wrong, and it always seems to say Shotgun Reality to me. And so that's where it originally came from. But I really like it because it's sort of like, you know, as if fate or the world, reality, is putting a pistol onto your chest and telling you, you know, this is what's going on. So I like the juxtaposition, but it originally was a total coincidence.
You make a UK tour with Emily Hampton?
Yes, we did.
And after with the band Hampton, the Dutch band?
That unfortunately got cancelled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it got cancelled 3 days before the tour was supposed to start because of the singer's health problems. So that was unfortunate, but yes, we did the tour with Emily Autumn, and that was wonderful.
And right now you are going to play with Munkana. It's something really different, I mean, in the music and the fact that with Emily Hampton you've got the violin and stuff like that, and with Munkana all the rabbit suit and stuff. It's how do you... What do you expect to play with such different band? It's always something like what we could say gothic music or something like that, but...
I like playing with Emily Autumn because she is an amazing artist, very talented, and her audience is really mixed. She draws people from the gothic scene, from the metal scene, and usually people who like classical music, and usually her fans are very open-minded, so they were really welcoming to us and really supportive of what we did. With Munkana, I like the fact that she is different and she's doing something different, and it's not gothic and it's not metal, and I'm not even sure it's entirely J-rock. It's her own unique mixture, and I really like that. I think it's going to be different. I don't think everybody would like what she does because she has an unusual way of singing, but I can really imagine it working well with the live band that she has from the videos that I've seen, and I can really imagine that her audience is going to like what we do as well, because they obviously like the visual aspect and the theatrics, and we are a very visual band as well, so I think it really fits together from that point of view. And that was the same with Emily Autumn. I don't really want to kind of just play for a gothic audience or just for a metal audience or just for an alternative audience, because I think people have a wider taste than that, and it's wonderful to play with other bands and artists who have the same idea and who appeal to a wider audience.
How do you play in live? I mean, is it more aggressive, or is it... I mean, have you got a different sound in live and on the record? Because on the record, you've got a really clean sound.
Yeah. I think we actually sound quite different live now. Belle and Chris both come from quite heavy bands, and Lutz also plays in Ombre di Mago, who are quite a rock band. So when we play live, it's the guitars and the drums and the bass that really dominate rather than the electronics. So it's much more in your face. And I think that people who like metal, for example, will like it. But it hasn't lost any of the electronic side. It's just much more in your face. And it's saying, here we are, and this is what we're doing. And it's an amazing sound, and I can't wait to actually put that onto the next album as well, because working with Chris and Belle is just going to be amazing. So I think people are going to be positively surprised of what it's going to be like live.
We will be able to see you on the 13th of December in Paris.
Fantastic.
And with Munkena, and the 19th of December in Strasbourg?
We are playing the 16th of December in Paris.
Yeah.
And on the 18th of December in Strasbourg in La Lettrie.
Yeah. You were talking about your next album. Are you already thinking about some songs?
Well, actually, I've just come back from Germany from a week of writing music and recording demos. So we're hoping to spend some time with the band rehearsing them just after the tour in December, and then recording them shortly after that. So hopefully, if all goes well, we'll have not an album, but an EP with at least 4 new songs and maybe a few remixes or something like that, ready for the beginning of March or at the latest in April.
And with the same sound? Or?
Well, that's really hard to say, because we always have to see where it kind of, you know, takes you during the recording and the mix down. But I think it will sound a little bit different, just because we have Chris and Belle playing. We'll be recording live drums, so that will give it a different sound. But I'm not entirely sure where it's going to go just yet, so I'll have to get back to you on that once I've heard it.
About the lyrics, what does the lyrics deal with?
In Shotgun Reality, the lyrics are very much about all the various aspects of human emotions, so about anger and hate and melancholy.
It's more
but
personal feelings?
All the kind of various emotions and the situations that cause these emotions to happen. So it really was just, most of the songs, they were created out of me feeling in a particular way or being with people that felt in a particular way, and the whole song kind of came out of that. So that was Shotgun Reality. The next EP is going to be a little bit different, because all the songs are going to have more one theme, but I don't want to talk too much about it yet, because it's not ready and you never quite know where it's going. But Shotgun Reality definitely is about all the various emotions and the situations and, you know, the pain and the joy and the hate and the pleasure that people feel and that we all feel and what it makes us do and how it makes us feel and how we deal with it.
Have you got anything else to tell us about your new album, Shotgun Reality?
Well, I think we probably talked about most things about the album, but what you might not know yet is we've recently been asked to provide a remix for the German gothic rock band ASP, A-S-P.
Yeah.
And they basically did a special EP of one of their songs of the last album, and we did a remix for them on which I also sing and translated part of the lyrics. So that's just been released, and we're really, really happy with it, and so are ASP, so we're really pleased about that. The EP is called Nie mehr, which is German for Nevermore, and the track that we remixed is called Nevermore. And the other thing is, in January or February, there will be the new Zotox album coming out, which is, I don't know if you know them, but they do like industrial music for clubs and do it very well, actually. And I've contributed to vocals for one of those tracks as well. So those are the two kind of news in terms of releases coming up. And ASP have liked the remix so much that we did for them. They have asked us to go on tour with them in April next year. So we'll be going on quite a large Germany tour with ASP, which we're really pleased about. But hopefully we'll also find an opportunity to play more in France, because obviously this time we've only played, we're only playing in the north, and it would be lovely to actually, you know, go a little bit further south as well and introduce ourselves there.
That's good news.
Thank you.
So thank you very much for calling.
Well, I have to thank you for having me on the program. That is, it's been an honor, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.